Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. From the dusty bookshelf to the tiki corner, we explore it all at the Radio Thrift Shop. Easy listening for the musically adventurous. And this is program number 350 of the Radio Thrift Shop. On our previous program, we did harpsichord in pop music. I think today we're going to do harpsichord in pop music, part two. Still got a bit of a cold, so there's going to be more music than announcing, which is good. This is what radio is meant to be anyways. Love this tune. Okay, harpsichord in pop music here on the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick.
Thank you.
Mr. Paul Mariette with a tune called Butterfly. Before that, from 1952, Percy Faith with Delicado. We started off with Stan Freeman from an old 78, Come On a Stan's House. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, Analog Culture for a Digital World. I'll be back with more harpsichord in pop music right after this.
Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Radio Today is starting an online radio stream aimed at radio professionals as a radio station about radio. The station will be based in the UK with podcasts such as Radio Today Program, Radio Stuff, Earshot, Creative Review, and the Media Podcast, and presenters including former Real Radio presenter Guy Harris on the Breakfast Hours, ex-Atlantic 252 DJ Enda Caldwell in the afternoon drive time slot, and Freelance 5 journalist Stuart Clarkson reporting radio news. With RadioNewsHub.com providing hourly update. The station will also air live radio events and award ceremonies and conferences. Quotes, it's always puzzled me why the radio industry doesn't have a radio station of its own, unquote, said Roy Martin, Radio Today's founder and managing editor, about the project that launches in February. This is Tom Rowe reporting radio news about radio waves for Wayfarm Radio and WGXC.
Welcome to the Andy Film Minute. Unfinished Song may well have been influenced by 2007's Young at Heart, a wonderful documentary that introduced us to an elderly choir singing modern-day pop songs. That film deserves a look itself. However, today's feature is a scripted drama joyously swimming in the same water. Arthur, played by old favorite Terrence Stamp, and Marion by perennial master Vanessa Redgrave, are long-married polar opposites. Arthur is as sour as Marion is joyous. He curses all the elements of the day while Marion revels in them, laughing all the way. But boy, do they love each other. Marion has joined a competitive senior choir, seeking the opportunity to express her own voice and share in the fun, while Arthur smokes his bitter fags and waits impatiently for practices or performances to end. When Marion passes away, Arthur is left in desolate isolation. Redemption comes in the form of the charming choir director who works to bring him into the fold of the choir community. Sappy? Sure. But we choose to emulate Marion, enjoying every moment of this lovely little film, so full of the music and emotion craved by our senses. Unfinished Song. Not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Thank you.
band called Deep Feeling with Classical Gas. Before that, the Roundtable with their version of Scarborough Fair. We started that set off with Henry Mancini and the Far East Blues. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and today we're exploring harpsichord music in pop music. This is Radio Thrift Shop program number 350, and after today's program, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. It's a good time to go on hiatus for a little while. And when I return, I think I'm going to have a short run series of the classical thrift shop. So please stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, let's listen to some more tunes.
Thank you. Just the thought of you can send my cares away. A sky of sapphire blue, a field of velvet dew, all fade the moment that you come into. Sound of you can warm my heart so willingly, and when I need your love, you love me tenderly. Your word, your glance, your touch have changed my.
Monty Dunn and Karen Cruz and In Order Two Things. Before that, the Sidekicks with Sight and Sound. We started off with the Greg Foate Group, one of my favorite jazz groups that's currently recording a piece called Timepiece One, Harpsichord Boogaloo. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and I'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians with Coast Guard Forever. And you're on the sound beat.
Coast Guard Forever. Coast Guard Forever. We always honor thee.
The U.S. Coast Guard was officially established in 1915, but its roots go back to the late 18th century. In 1790, Congress allowed for the building of 10 cutters, medium-sized ships, charged with enforcing tariff laws. It was given the no-frills name, the Revenue Cutter Service. And the first cutter, the USRC Massachusetts, hit the water in 1791. Perhaps the coolest of these ships was the Naugatuck, a gun battery capable of submerging. Over the years, Coast Guard ships have helped destroy derelicts, transport dignitaries and government officials, assist vessels in distress, enforce neutrality laws, and serve as convoy escorts. The establishment of Homeland Security greatly increased the Coast Guard's role in protecting U.S. waters and shorelines. Check out more episodes right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
This is Bird Note. What does it take to photograph the essence of a bird? Here's photographer and naturalist Paul Banick.
A few years ago, I wanted to photograph the great gray owl. So I went to northern Minnesota. So I went out one morning before the sun had risen and watched great gray owls hunting. And I found one owl that was in a particularly photogenic place. And I watched that owl, where it flew to, where it perched. How did it come looking for prey? After watching that one morning, I was prepared to come out the next morning. So I went out before sunrise, and it was probably about 5 a.m. It was probably about minus 30 degrees, and it was snow with a pretty thick crust. And I trudged through the snow in the dark until I got to the place that I thought would give me the best chance of photographing that bird. And then I waited, and I waited probably for about 3 hours, knowing I couldn't move. Then I spotted the bird. And the bird started moving through the meadow. And my heart was racing as I saw the bird actually using the perches that I saw it using the day before. And finally, that bird launched. And it launched the way I hoped it would. It launched towards me. It pursued a vole under the snow. It stopped. It paused. It looked at me. And I got the sequence of shots I wanted.
This bird is one of several featured in Paul Banick's book, The Owl and the Woodpecker, Encounters with North America's Iconic Birds. Learn more on our website, birdnote.org.
Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on your community radio station. Radio Thrift Shop is going on a hiatus. Time to take a little break. After 350 episodes. When I come back, I'm going to have a sort of a mini-series called The Classical Thrift Shop, featuring classical music and other types of music. You never know what you're going to hear on the Radio Thrift Shop. So this is DJ Frederick saying, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. Keep your radio free. And I'll see you on the airwaves.